61-year-old Arvin Pierce has been preventing calls to an exterminator for 7 years. Each colony removal is a discovery.
You know, you'll get these open and it's kind of like a present. You know, you open up every time, it's different. You don't know what's inside. It's a little surprise.
We're standing in the dark, cave-like basement of a cabin at a hunting club on a small lake near Chandlerville in west central Illinois. The cabin's owner, severely allergic to bees, called Pierce to remove the buzzing colony under his floor. Pierce hands me a veil and then climbs onto a metal scaffold to pry open the ceiling.
I started doing these cutouts and taking survivor bees out of trees and houses and barns. And my bees are doing really well as far as surviving. It's certainly not anything I'm doing. I don't have any special secret or talent.
Pierce calls these colonies especially valuable. He believes natural selection makes these bees, thriving in the wild, stronger than those treated with chemicals to ward off pests and infection.
I don't like chemicals. I grew up on a little black dirt farm, and there's just a principle that I have that the less chemicals used, the better off you are.
While beekeepers around the country this year reported losses of bees around 30%, Pierce's loss rate over the winter was closer to 3%. Another central Illinois beekeeper who, like Pierce, collects swarms of wild bees, has not been that lucky this year.
As a beekeeper, bees are like a member of your family. And when you go out there and find them dead, it's very disheartening.
That's Rick Nuss of Rantoul, a town north of Champaign-Urbana. In May, Nuss filed a complaint with the EPA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture, claiming a farmer planting pesticide-treated seed corn killed 2 of his 13 hives and severely weakened those colonies that did survive.
I went out after he got done planting and looked, and there was piles of dead bees out in front of my hives. The next morning when I went out and looked, it was like a carpet of bees. There were just hundreds of them.
Nuss says he'll be lucky if he can produce a tenth of the honey he did in 2012. This year, his local beekeeping association warned him about the suspected danger of neonicotinoids, chemicals found in popular pesticides such as Bayer's Poncho, which is used to treat seed corn before planting.
It's one of the worst chemicals that I've ever seen for killing things. I mean, it's instant.
So just how dangerous are these neonicotinoid seed corn treatments to honeybees in Illinois? Not enough, it would seem, to warrant much reporting to government regulators whose job it is to investigate pesticide misuse. Records obtained from the State Department of Agriculture through the Freedom of Information Act indicate only 2 beekeepers have filed complaints about neonicotinoids in the past 4 years, 2 out of the state's 2,000 registered apiaries.
Screaming about it to the media and reporting to the EPA, who can actually do something about it, are 2 very, very different things.
Randy Oliver of Grass Valley, California, is a veteran beekeeper, biologist, and frequent contributor to the American Bee Journal. He says while some of his fellow environmentalists underreport, others overreact.
A problem doesn't exist unless it's reported. And if it's not reported onto paper somewhere, the problem doesn't exist as far as the regulatory system is involved. So beekeepers have nothing but themselves to blame about this.
Rick Nuss of Rantoul, one of the 2 beekeepers in Illinois who do claim bee kills were caused by pesticide-treated seed corn, says beekeepers in his area simply haven't had enough information.
They're not reporting because they don't know what's going on. Now that we're aware of it in our association, next year when it happens, they're going to get all kinds of reports.
While the debate over honeybee health and pesticide use continues, Arvin Pierce presses on with his colony removal operations. He started preventing calls to an exterminator for a very personal reason.
I really like them, and I really don't like the idea of them being killed. They are really beneficial. They're really helpful to all of us. And I think I like the challenge of it, too.
Pierce says just because his bees are thriving while others around the country are dying doesn't mean he has any answers. If anything, he only has more questions. But Pierce says the unknown and the unexpected are just part of the job.
If you like flying by the seat of your pants, you'll make a good beekeeper, because you never know what you're going to find when you open a hive.
For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Peter Gray.